Podcast Network Asia.
First MetroSec is providing this podcast as a general market commentary. Reference to any specific security, product, or entity do not constitute as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy. The statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed by the hosts are subject to change without notice, and First MetroSec is under no obligation to update, amend, change, or correct any of the statements, comments, views, or opinions expressed. The statements, comments, views, and opinions expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of First MetroSec. First MetroSec disclaims any liability arising from reliance on or reference to any information obtained in this podcast.
You are listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast, where we feature timely and relevant discussions on the Philippine stock market and the economy, in the hope of providing you investing and trading guidance. Here's your host.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in this podcast. This is JP Billiones, a proud market educator at First Metro Securities and the Business Development Section Head for Mindanao. I'm thrilled and it's a pleasure to be your host in this podcast. Our primary mission at First Metro Securities is to equip our clients and the general public with essential investment knowledge, empowering you to make informed financial decisions. As a stock brokerage firm that educates, our mission namin is to simplify financial concept para mas madali ninyong maintindihan ang mga bagay-bagay tungkol sa investing, especially for those who are still starting their journey. If you'd observe, medyo maraming tender offers sa market lately. And even if you are a shareholder or a market observer, I'm sure gusto nyong maintindihan ano ba talaga itong tender offer. Bakit ito ginagawa ng listed corporations and ano ang effect nito sa investing public? If you find yourself in such a situation, it's crucial to stay informed and carefully evaluate any tender offer you receive. Understanding the terms and implications is vital before making any decisions that could impact your investments. In this podcast, we're excited to walk you through the ins and outs of tender offers. Pag-uusapan natin kung ano ang tender offer, why companies make tender offers, at pinaka-importante sa lahat, ano ang gagawin mo kung sakaling makatanggap ka nitong tender offer bilang shareholder. We are also joined by Ms. Monette Pangatuna, our Visayas Business Development Officer, who will explain to us more on the current tender offer of MPI after talking about the basics of tender offers. Hello, Monette. Thank you for being with us today.
Hi, JP, and good day, everyone. So without any more delay, let's begin with what might be the most fundamental question. What is a tender offer?
So essentially, no, a tender offer is a publicly announced proposal made by a company or group of companies, we now know this as your bidders, to purchase the shares of a public company, we call that your target company, directly from its existing shareholders, a specified price, and within a defined time frame. Baka overwhelming masyado yung definition. I know it's quite technical. So please allow me to break down what a tender offer means in simple terms. Now imagine you own shares of a company, for example, Apex Mining. Now a tender offer is when another company, say, Prime Strategic Holdings, wants to buy your shares directly from you. It's like receiving a special invitation that says, Monette, gusto naming bilhin yung Apex Mining shares mo sa halagang 1.3 pesos per share. Mas mataas yan sa current market value niya. Payag ka ba?
With that, it begs the question, will you accept or will you refuse? How do we decide, JP?
So it's actually all up to you. But that is the reason why we conduct podcasts like this, so we can help you make informed investment decisions. So with that question, no, as a shareholder, nasa sa'yo yung decision. Pwede mong tanggapin yung tender offer at ibenta ang shares mo. Pwede mo rin namang tanggihan ng offer and keep ownership of your shares. But of course, meron yung kanya-kanyang advantages and disadvantages. Something that we will cover as we proceed with this podcast. Remember, the choice is yours. And you can make a decision that aligns with your financial goals and what you believe is the best for your investment.
I totally agree. Next, it might be a good idea to try to understand bakit nga ba ginagawa ng mga kumpanya itong tender offer? So what is the purpose of a tender offer, JP?
Thanks for that question, Manette. No, actually, the purpose of a tender offer extends beyond merely accumulating shares. One of the main goals of a tender offer is for the bidder to gain significant control over the target company. So this means they want to get a lot of shares para maging majority owner sila or even own the whole company. This increased control empowers the bidder to make important decisions, run the company, and decide its future direction. Another important goal of a tender offer is to unlock the true value of the target company. Minsan kasi yung stock ng isang kumpanya might trade below its actual worth in the stock exchange. And that's due to various reasons. This undervaluation could persist for an extended period, which might be frustrating for the majority shareholders. To address this issue, the majority shareholders may decide to make a tender offer to buy shares from other shareholders and drive the stock price closer to its fair value. So this way, all shareholders benefit by getting a fair price for their shares. A tender offer also provides shareholders of the target company with a convenient and efficient way to sell their shares and exit their investment. When a tender offer is made, shareholders are given the opportunity to sell their shares at a good price. This makes it easy for those who want to cash out their investments. It's actually a win-win situation because those who want to leave can get money from their shares while the bidder gains more control over the target company. Now, one last reason for a tender offer is to take the company private. This means the company will no longer be listed in the stock exchange. So when the acquiring company buys many shares, the target company might not have enough shares left for public trading. So it can choose to become private willingly, or the stock exchange may remove them. Being a private company has its advantages, one of which is to allow the company to keep things more confidential and have more freedom in making decisions. There are also fewer rules and reports to follow, so which lets the company focus on long-term growth without the pressure of reporting to the public every month. This change to a private company enables it to work independently and concentrate on its goal na wala masyadong pressure and scrutiny from the market. So those are your reasons to why there's a tender offer for the market.
Those are really great insights, JP, no? Now, tender offers usually include tender price, and they are usually a premium to the current market price. And how do we know if it is good enough?
So that's a really good question. In a tender offer, the tender price is the amount the acquiring company offers to buy the target company shares. It's usually higher than the current market price, which makes it attractive to shareholders. But as a shareholder, you need to think carefully if the premium is good enough. Consider the target company's performance, future growth, and how much the share value might increase over time. To help you decide, makakatulong kung babasahin niyo po yung Fairness Opinion and Valuation Report, or we call that FOVR. It's an independent evaluation of the target company's value. The PSE requires the report for companies planning to delist. It's done by an independent firm registered with the SEC and accredited by the PSE. This is to ensure it's fair and transparent. Kasama na yung FOVR sa tender offer report. By looking at this report, maiintindihan natin kung paano nila nakuha yung tender offer value, the assumptions they used, and their analysis of the market. So before making a decision, think about whether the tender price is good enough based on the target company's performance. Review the FOVR to get valuable information to help you decide if you want to participate in the tender offer or not.
Well, it seems like we need to gather information and assess first before deciding. So where can we find this so we can make an informed decision about the tender offer?
So to make an informed decision about the tender offer, it is crucial to read and understand the tender offer report carefully. So this report provides vital information about the offer, the acquiring company's intentions, and the terms of the tender. The tender offer report typically includes details about, first, the tender price. So this is the price at which the acquiring company is willing to purchase the target company's shares from shareholders. And as I mentioned a while ago, this is usually set at a premium. Second, we have the offer period. That this is the time frame within which shareholders can actually decide whether to accept or reject the tender offer. Normally, this is around 20 working days. Third, the purpose of the offer. This is the acquiring company's objective for making the tender offer, such as gaining control or unlocking shareholder value. This is where the specific reason for the tender offer is disclosed. Fourth, we have the Fairness Opinion and Valuation Report, or your FOVR. As I mentioned a while ago, this is an independent evaluation of the target company's value and the fairness of the offer price. Fifth, you can also see there the delisting plan. If applicable, details about the acquiring company's intention to delist the target company from the exchange can be seen there. Now, second to the last, we have your regulatory approvals. This is where we can see any necessary approvals from regulatory authorities that need to be obtained for the tender offer to proceed. Lastly, we have the procedure for accepting the offer. So these are your instructions on how shareholders can participate in the tender offer and tender their shares. To review, again, the tender offer report typically includes details about, first, tender price, second, offer period, third, purpose of the offer, fourth, fairness opinion and valuation report, fifth, the delisting plan, sixth, regulatory approvals, seventh, the procedure for accepting the offer. If you have any questions or uncertainties while reading the report, consider seeking advice from a financial advisor or consulting with a trusted expert. Remember, it's important to read the report carefully to understand all the details before making your decision. So Manette, can you share with our listeners what is Metro Pacific Investment Corporation's tender offer?
In the case of the MPI tender offer, the bidder comprises of Metro Pacific Holdings, GT Capital Holdings, and MIT Pacific Infrastructure Holdings. And their objective for buying MPI shares from its existing shareholders is to make MPI a private company through voluntary delisting. Tender offer price is set at 5 pesos and 20 cents per share, and the offer is set to take place for 20 business days from 9th August to the 7th of September 2023.
Thank you for that, Monette. Now, with MPI's tender offer price, you mentioned it was at 5.2 pesos per share. Is it considered fair?
Well, MPI tender offer price, again, is 5 pesos and 20 cents per share. This price is based on a Fairness Opinion Valuation Report, or the FOVR, which essentially looks into MPI's performance, its future growth, and by how much its share value could increase over time. This is conducted by an independent financial advisor, duly registered with SEC, and accredited by PSE. The FOVR helps ensure that the tender offer price is fair and transparent for everyone involved, especially the small investors. And you can find the FOVR in the tender offer report. And if you hold physical stock certificates, you can expect to receive a copy by mail. And if you hold scriptless or the electronic shares, you can get the report from the PSE website or the MPI website.
Thanks for sharing that, Monette. Now, with MPI, when will this tender offer take place?
Actually, MPI tender offer is ongoing as we speak. It started on August 9, 2023 at 9 a.m. and it's set to conclude on September 7, 2023 at 12 noon. And we want to emphasize the critical role that time plays in a tender offer. So within a span of 20 business days, you need to make a decision of whether to accept or to decline the offer. Keep in mind, the bidder's goal is to take the company private, which means if you don't sell your MPI shares during the offer period, it might become challenging to sell them after that. And I will elaborate on that on the next questions.
So, considering that there's going to be voluntary delisting of MPI from PSE, how does this affect MPI shareholders?
Upon delisting, the MPI shares will no longer be tradable in the Philippine Stock Exchange. And let's look at the pros and cons if you are unable to, whether by choice or oversight, sell your MPI shares during the tender offer period. So the pros, you could still make dividends if you keep your shares, with MPI being a dividend-paying company. However, the consequences, you might or you miss the opportunity to convert your shares into cash with a reasonable profit. And selling outside the stock exchange could take a long waiting time while determining the true value of the shares. And this could be a challenge. So selling shares in a delisted company comes with higher taxes, and you might also need clearance from the Bureau of Internal Revenue, or the BIR, involving more paperwork. And post the listing, the company may share less information with the public, limiting your access to updates and news about the company.
Now, how about for those MPI shareholders who are unable to sell their shares during the tender offer? Can they still sell their shares outside the Philippine Stock Exchange?
Of course, yes. After the delisting, if you were unable to sell your shares or choose not to, you can still sell them outside the Philippine Stock Exchange. However, it's crucial to take note that the process is more complicated, requires more paperwork, and involves much higher taxes. Specifically, sale outside the stock exchange will be subject to capital gains tax, or the CGT, and the documentary stamp, or DST. And instead of the usual stock transaction tax, you will also need to do some legwork, obtaining a clearance from the BIR. All of this and more make the idea of holding unlisted shares less attractive.
I agree with that, Manette. Now, what are the benefits of the tender offer to MPI shareholders?
The good thing about this tender offer is that if you accept it, you can liquidate your investment fast and easily, plus make some extra profit. At 5 pesos and 20 cents per share, it offers a 37% premium over how much the MPI stock was worth between April 2022 and April 2023. It also represents a 10 cents premium over the highest end of the valuation range determined at 3 pesos and 37 cents to 5 pesos and 10 cents.
So thank you for sharing the benefits of the tender offer to MPI shareholders. Now, if I join the tender offer, how and when will I get paid?
If you take part of the tender offer, you can expect to receive the net proceeds on September 19, 2023. Now, how you will get your money depends on the payment method you chose when you offered your shares. If you are an account holder of First MetroSec Trading Platform, the net proceeds will automatically be credited to your trading account. If you are tendering physical certificates directly through First MetroSec, you may request to either first credit the net proceeds to your nominated bank account, or second, prepare a check payment for pickup at our Makati office within 30 business days after September 19. If you are tendering scriptless shares through your broker, the net proceeds will be credited to your broker's account, and your broker will take care of the subsequent process to make sure you get paid.
That's nice. Now, if I were to avail the tender offer, will it also be possible for some form of payment so that it will be deposited directly to my designated account?
Yes, definitely. If you are tendering physical certificates directly through First MetroSec, another option is to have the check payment deposited to your bank account. But you must not hold First MetroSec and the bidders liable if anything goes wrong. Once the check is successfully deposited, it is considered received on your end. Now, if you choose to pick up the check yourself, make sure you have a valid ID with you. If someone is picking up for you, that person needs to present an authorization letter signed by you.
All right. So thank you for sharing that, Manette. And that's really convenient. Now, let's say I have tendered shares during the offer period. Can I still change my mind thereafter? If yes, how can I do so?
Yes, you can still change your mind and withdraw the shares you tendered, but you must advise in writing before the tender offer ends. And in that same letter, you must indicate your name and the number of shares you want to withdraw. And remember that your letter should be submitted within the tender offer period, which is at 12 noon on September 7, 2023. and only whole shares will be accepted. For example, if you have 109 shares, the 9 would be considered a fractional share, which means you can only withdraw 100. You have to pay for any cost that First Metro Securities had to spend for this process.
All right, thank you for sharing that, Mulel. So now let's try to move on to the steps of tendering your shares. So first and foremost, how do we actually tender your MPI shares?
Okay, to tender your shares, the required documents will vary depending on whether you hold physical stock certificates or scripless, also known as electronic shares. So if physical certificates, you go to First Metro Securities. Second, for scripless or electronic shares, you need to contact your broker. So if you hold physical certificates, once you have all the requirements ready, you can go and submit the documents to First Metro Securities office in Makati. And for scriptless shares, your broker will handle the process for you, whether you're the shareholder or you're tendering shares on behalf of someone. Your broker will guide you through the necessary documents to make sure the shares are tendered within the offer period.
So again, if you are a holder of physical stock certificates, you can simply get in touch with First Metro Securities. Can you share to us, Monette, how they can do so?
The locations of First Metro Securities office are actually in Makati, Cebu, and Davao. But currently, only Makati office is receiving the documents. And the address is in the 18th floor of PS Bank Center, 777 Paseo de Rojas, corner Cedeño Street, Makati City.
Now, after knowing that, we'll quickly go through the documents you should have ready to participate in the tender offer. So, Monette, can you share to us what are the requirements to tender my MPI shares?
Well, the required documents to tender your MPI shares will vary depending on the type of shares you hold, whether you have physical stock certificates or scriptless or electronic shares. So for owners of physical stock certificates, the set of requirements varies per individual, corporation, and partnership. For corporation owning physical stock certificates, these are the required documents. First, original stock certificate under the shareholder's name with a signature at the back of the authorized signatories. Second, 3 copies of duly accomplished application to tender shares form. Third, certified true copies of SEC registration, articles of incorporation or bylaws, and latest general information sheet. Fourth, notarized secretary certificate confirming the resolution authorizing the sale of MPIC common shares. This certificate should specify authorized signatory or signatories. And fifth, 2 duly accomplished specimen signature cards of authorized signatories. And lastly, photocopy of valid IDs of authorized signatories. Finally, for partnership, these are the documents that must be submitted. First, original stock certificate under the shareholder's name with a signature at the back of authorized signatories. Number 2, 3 copies of duly accomplished application to tender shares form. Number 3, certified true copies of SEC registration, articles of incorporation, notarized partnership resolution authorizing the sale of its MPI common shares, designating the authorized signatory or signatories. 4, 2 duly accomplished specimen signature cards of authorized signatories. And 5, photocopy of valid IDs of authorized signatories.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that comprehensive list of requirements for partnership and corporation. Now, Monette, just in case our listeners would have more questions, can you share to them the contact information that they need to remember?
For questions about tender offer process, you may reach out to MPI's tender offer agent. That's us, First Metro Securities, at 02-8859-0653 or 02-8859-0691 or 02-8859-0628. And look for Sarah Bustamante or John Gilbert Bernardo or Josephine So or Davina Klotz. You can also reach us to our social media accounts. And for inquiries regarding the number of MPI shares you have in case you lost your certificates, please contact MPI's Stock Transfer Agent, that's Stock Transfer Service Inc. or STSI, at 632-840-3-2410 and look for Mr. Ricardo D. Regala Jr. And lastly, if you're looking for comprehensive information about the MPI tender offer, you can find the tender offer report at SEC, PSE, and MPI's website. We will also be sending a copy of those comprehensive information or report to all individual shareholders.
Great. Those would be very convenient when the time arises that we need those contact details. Now, just a quick question, Manette. How about for those who have physical certificates? Who can they reach out to?
If you hold physical stock certificates, you can submit the tender offer requirements at First Metro Securities office in Makati.
All right. Now, just a quick recap, Manette. What are the requirements again to tender our MPI shares?
The required documents to tender your MPI shares will vary depending on the type of shares, the type of ownership, and depending on special circumstances. By the type of share, whether you have physical stock certificates or scriptless or electronic shares, for owners of physical stock certificate, the set of requirements is different for individual, corporation, and partnership. Special circumstances pertains to, one, if you are tendering shares scriptless and certificated alike for a deceased relative, and second, if you lost your physical certificate. So if you have lost your physical stock certificates, you must submit all required documents to MPI's stock transfer agent, that's Stock Transfer Service Inc., to facilitate the processing of reissuing the certificates. The stock transfer agent's role is to verify that you are a shareholder of MPI and check the number of shares you hold. They will also provide you with the necessary guidance on how to proceed to tendering your shares even if you have lost your certificates. And most definitely, you will be asked to provide the following, among the others: affidavit of loss certificate, second, surety bond, and third is proof of publication in newspaper. Note that these three documents are in addition to the requirements for holders of physical stock certificate for individual, corporation, or partnership as previously stated.
Great. Thank you for sharing that, Manette. That's really comprehensive, and I hope that was good guidance for all our listeners in this podcast. Now, I think maybe some of our listeners here also have relatives, no, who have actually MPI shares. But what would they do if they would be the one processing on behalf of a deceased shareholder?
For deceased shareholder, the shareholder's heirs must submit the following to MPI Stock Transfer Agent, a Stock Transfer Office Inc. To facilitate the transfer of shares to their ownership, they must submit first, certified true copy of the stockholder's death certificate. Second, 2-year heirs bond issued by a duly accredited bonding company. So the value of their heirs bond must be equivalent to the total estimated market value of the shares and the expected dividends for the 2-year period. Third, certification confirming payment of the estate tax from the BIR or the appropriate Philippine embassy or consulate of non-resident. If applicable, you can also provide a tax exemption certificate from the Philippine consulate office. And fourth, documents showing whether the estate is settled judicially or extrajudicially. So if this estate is settled judicially, these are the requirements. First, letter of administration or testamentary issued by the probate court or court. Second, certified true copy of the court order approving the disposition of the shares, the partition, or probate of the will. And if the estate is settled extrajudicially, originally signed or certified true copy of the deed of extrajudicial settlement or an affidavit of self-adjudication registered with the Register of Deeds of the Descendant's Last Known Residence. An affidavit of publication of the notice of the estate's settlement in a newspaper of general circulation once a week, that is for 3 consecutive weeks. So after knowing all of this, can you share with us, JP, what are our options when we receive tender offer?
Yeah, that's a great question, Manette. No? So, syempre, aside from accepting or refusing the tender offer, you can still sell your shares in the exchange. So first, let's discuss to accept the tender offer if the price is compelling. So if the tender offer price is attractive and you believe it reflects the true value of your shares, accepting the offer may be a good choice. However, keep in mind that the bidder can withdraw its offer before the deadline. So there's still a slight risk involved. Now, your next option is to sell your shares at the PSE before the listing. If you want to ensure that you can cash in at a good price, you may choose to sell your shares on the PSE before the actual delisting occurs. This option allows you to take advantage of the current market conditions. However, by doing so, you might miss out on the potentially higher tender offer price. Third is to refuse the tender offer. If you decide to refuse the tender offer, you can continue to hold your shares and maybe continue to receive dividends from the company. This option allows you to maintain your ownership stake, but it may become harder to sell your shares later due to the limited market for the listed companies. So again, we have three options. We can accept the tender offer if the price is compelling. Second, you can sell your shares at the PSE before the listing. And third, you can refuse the tender offer. Now, each choice carries its own set of risks and benefits, and the best option depends on your individual financial goals, risk tolerance, and investment strategy. It's essential to carefully evaluate the tender offer price, your confidence in the company's future performance, and your liquidity needs before making a decision.
Well, can the bidder still choose to withdraw the tender offer?
Yeah, I think I was able to briefly discuss that in my previous choices. Now, shareholders should know that the bidder can choose to withdraw its tender offer before the deadline. And there are various reasons for this decision. One reason for the bidder to withdraw its tender offer is if they fail to acquire the minimum number of shares it had set as a target. Some tender offers have specific conditions, like needing to acquire a certain percentage or number of shares from the shareholders. If the bidder doesn't reach this minimum requirement, they may decide to withdraw the offer. This could be because not enough shareholders participated or due to other reasons preventing them from reaching their desired ownership level in the target company. Don't worry though, if you had tendered your shares but the minimum share acquisition goal was not met, you would receive your shares back tapos maka-cancel lang yung tender offer. It's essential for shareholders to be aware of this possibility and its implications when considering whether to participate in the tender offer.
Thank you for sharing that, JP. And thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. Sana mas naintindihan nyo na ngayon ang tender offers. So for anything and everything First Metro Sec, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, and that you subscribe to our official YouTube channel. I am also inviting everyone to join our Viber community so you get up-to-date news, announcement, and investment guidance from First Metro Sec.
Thank you also, Monette, for sharing your valuable insights on MPI's tender offer. Perhaps you have some parting words for our audience before we formally end this podcast.
Yes, so remember, informed investors make better choices and achieve their financial goals more effectively. We are here to support you on your investment journey with valuable insights and educational opportunities. Let's grow together. So there you have it. Once again, on behalf of First Metro Securities Brokerage Corporation, it is truly time well spent. Thank you also to everyone who listened to this podcast. We hope to see you again in our future events because over here at First Metro Securities, we put your future first. Have a good day and keep safe.
Thanks for listening to First Metro Securities Philippine Stock Market Weekly Podcast. Don't forget to follow us to get first dibs on our new episodes. For more up-to-date market news and info, exclusive content, and the opportunity to connect with your fellow Filipino investors and traders, join facebook.com/groups/FirstMetroSec and be part of the First Metro Sec family.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.